Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 14th, 2015, and with me today is Brian Chaffin. How are you doing, Brian?
Well, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. And Dave Hamilton, I hope you're doing well, too.
Dave Hamilton is doing just fine. Call me Risty.
That's right. Dave Risty Hamilton.
Got it.
Yeah. And, yeah, sorry about your wrist, Mr. Risty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, we have a sponsor this week. Our sponsor is Harry's, the awesome razor company. And I'm really excited. We'll be talking about them today. But before we get there, first up, just a little bit of business for everyone. We had several people point out that on Friday's show, when we were talking about the different or Apple's financing plan for buying new iPhones, that
I was using broken wrist painkiller induced math, which was to say I was using the per incident fee, which is $79 for an iPhone 6 and 6S, or 6 and 6 Plus, and $99 for a 6S and 6S Plus, as the Apple Care Plus cost, which is not true. Apple Care Plus cost $30, or cost more than that, $99 for the 6 and lower, and $129 for the 6S and 6S Plus, therefore making the Apple, there is no $29.92 upcharge on the Apple plan. It is just a flat cost of the phone plus AppleCare Plus, and that is the amount you're financing at 0% for 24 months.
So there you go. So thank you, listeners, for being on the spot and catching that for us. You guys rock. Hey, the first thing that I really wanted to dive into today is a piece that you Dave, you wrote it on Friday about the upgrade plans.
No, that's the one we just talked about, right?
Oh, wait. Okay, so this is what happens when I try and make it appear as if I've been here for multiple days, when, in fact, I was gone on Friday.
Yeah, we're talking about Brian's comparison piece for trade-in prices, right?
Yes, that's the one we're actually talking about, Brian's comparison piece for trade-in prices. So, hey, instead of me totally butchering what information you came up with, Brian, how about if I let you talk?
All right. Well, that does seem like it will work out better for everyone concerned. So basically, I just went through and I did all the button pushing to gather prices on what the top iPhone trade-in, you know, we'll give you money for your iPhone programs are actually paying. And so anyway, we're looking at Apple's program, Gazelle, Amazon, iCracked, Best Buy, and Nextworth, whom I actually had not heard of before, but I believe that some people have. And not surprisingly, Amazon is paying the mostest for all but one of the models.
Now, is that true
two
when
the
you
models.
Factor in is that true when you also factor in Gazelle's additional 5% for getting an Amazon gift card from them? Because I know you can do that with Gazelle.
By a long shot.
Okay.
By a long shot.
All right.
By a long shot. So, for instance, if you look at the iPhone 6, the 16 gig model, the best price you're going to get is from iCracked. They're going to pay you $380. And these were all prices as of Friday. These prices are very volatile. They change all the time. They change according to demand and how many people are selling and pushing them in and how much these companies can actually make from these things when they turn around and sell them. So always check your prices. But as of Friday, Apple was paying $325. iCracked was number one at $380. And Amazon was $357. Gazelle pays $335. Now, if you add 5% to that one, I think Gazelle is going to be better than Amazon, but it's still not as good as iCracked. But if you look at the 64 gig model, it's $340 for Gazelle, $430 for Amazon. It's a lot more than 5%.
Wow.
Wow.
It's actually more like 20 or 30%.
Yeah.
It's a significant difference. Amazon is paying a lot, but Amazon is paying you out in gift cards, so from their perspective, you know, Amazon is not interested in making a profit on anything they do. So they just want to have all of the business. So yes, I mean, honestly, right. It just makes sense. This is perfectly in keeping with their business model. Yep. They want the transactions. And so there were only two models. iCrack was tops on the 16 gig iPhone 6 and the 16 gig iPhone 5S. Amazon had the rest again on all of them by a lot. Well, I don't know. Actually, iCracked is usually number two, and some of those were actually close. Like the 64 gig iPhone 6 Plus, Amazon was tops by $1.
Okay.
But, you know, it's so really, $91 on the 128. So, sorry, go ahead, John. What's your name?
No.
Dave.
Usually Dave, yeah. So really, if you want a... If you're okay getting paid in Amazon bucks, on paper, it looks like Amazon is the right place to go with, correct?
Yeah, it really is.
And I say on paper because I have a follow-up on this, and I'm going to tell you not to use Amazon, but go ahead. I just wanted to make sure that's the way it looked.
Yeah, if you're looking at just the numbers and no other factors whatsoever, and you don't mind getting Amazon bucks, which is a great turn of phrase, Dave. Amazon is almost always the top choice. One of Apple's advantages is that you can actually do it in the Apple Store. You're not having to mail in anything, you know, for some people.
Oh, sure. So then you get your instant gratification, hand them a phone,
and you're less hassle, quite frankly. Gazelle is really good about paying you by PayPal fast. I've done business with Gazelle. They've actually bought a broken iPad from me, and you know, it was could not have been a smoother transaction. And they paid me through PayPal, and it was fast. It was just a great transaction. Now, I'm actually one thing I don't know is whether or not Best Buy, you can actually take them into Best Buy units, retail stores. Anybody know?
I don't know.
I know Best Buy has the recycle bins for smartphones at the front of the store, but that doesn't get you any money.
Yeah, that's different.
There's no cash.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing. So don't walk into Best Buy and throw your iPhone into a bin and expect money to fly out at you. Oh, only sadness and despair will happen at that point.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, but so one more thing before we get to Dave's point, though, is that there is one other universal truth. Despite having the exact same insides, no one wants the iPhone 5C. The iPhone 5 is worth, you know, 20-30% more than the 5C, despite being older and actually being the same internals.
That's fascinating. Because
nobody wants an iPhone 5C.
Correct. No one wants an iPhone 5C.
And so weird. I've seen so many people using iPhone 5Cs and loving them. I guess there's just no trade-in value there. Interesting.
There's no value. Yeah.
So, Dave, you have a caveat for us.
I do, and it's kind of a big one, and it's that the several times that I have, because I've seen this before, right? I don't mind getting Amazon bucks. I always look at Gazelle because they're a sponsor of our Mac Geek Gab podcast, and so, you know, it's they're frankly they're top of mind, and so that's why I go there. I mean, it's I also like to support our sponsor, of course. But you know, I mean, in the end, it's all about what I'm going to get. And I think I've tried Amazon two or three times. Every time, it's been a huge disappointment because I go through the process. And for any of these, you have to go through and you have to evaluate your own phone and tell them what condition it's in. You don't have to get overly granular. It's usually like, you know, crummy, okay, and like brand new in box. I mean, it's basically one of those things. And then they tell you, okay, based on your evaluation, here's what we're going to pay you. And then you send it in. And usually it's with, you know, you don't pay anything to send it in either direction. You know, they cover the shipping and all of that great stuff. Every time with Amazon, they've gotten it and said, we disagree with your evaluation. And I've never chosen like totally pristine. This is killer. You know, you're crazy if you don't just buy this for retail. It's always been, you know, it's always been like good or whatever. And they're like, yeah, no, it's going to be fair. And by then, the price is way lower than it even would have been if I had chosen fair that day, right? When I sent it in or when I locked in my quote. And it's not good. And so I've always taken it back and then gone to Gazelle and actually gotten more from Gazelle out of the than I get from Amazon, because time has now passed and prices slip down as they always do, you know, or often do, not always. So I have actually just ignored Amazon, and I get my Amazon bucks from Gazelle because it's just been a disaster every single time. I've never completed a transaction with Amazon. So,
you know, Dave, I didn't even know that.
Go ahead.
I didn't know that particular story, and I noted as a bullet point, the more a company is paying for any particular condition, the higher its requirements are likely to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And all right. Amazon's yes. So, but maybe it's better. I mean, I have literally given up on them. So, maybe they're better.
Well, how about we crowdsource this one? Listeners, let me know what trade-in services you have used and what experiences you have had when using them. And you can let me know on Twitter. That would be TMO Daily. You can let me know via email, observations@macobserver.com. And you can leave comments in today's show notes as well. And then we'll come back around to this after we get some responses from you guys, and we'll let you guys decide which is the best trade-in service for your iPhones. Okay, I mentioned we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Harry's, the razor company. And I'm pretty excited that they are our sponsor. And that's saying a lot, because I'm the guy that gave up on disposable cartridge systems years ago and went to a safety razor, and have been quite happy with that ever since. And then Harry's came along, and their system is really good. And for me to say that about a replaceable cartridge system is a big deal, because I am very picky about what I use to shave, and to get something that gives me the quality of shave that I expect and to do it with a disposable replaceable cartridge system is a big deal. And even better, they do it at a very affordable price. And that was one of the reasons I also stopped using these systems years ago. It's because I didn't want to go to the store and have to spend $35 to get a couple crappy blades that weren't going to last and were going to chew up my face. But I can go to Harry's and get an entire starter kit for $15. So you get three sets of blades with the handle, and then you get your choice of their shaving foam or their shaving gel, and it gets delivered right to you, and it's just fantastic. I have been so happy with the Harry's products. They put so much attention into the details, like making sure that you have a good blade, and then they give it to you at a really good price. So to make this an even better deal for you, they love us enough, they gave me a discount code, and that code is TDO. So if you go to harrys.com, and that's harrys.com, and use the discount code TDO, you're going to get $5 off your first order. So you can pick up the Truman kit, which is what I bought, the $15 kit, and get it for $10, and it's delivered right to your door. Takes a couple days for it to show up, and just like that, you have an awesome shave. So Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor today, and that URL is harrys.com, and use the discount code TDO. Okay, one other thing I wanted to talk about today before we wrap up is something that Apple announced at their big media event last week that really got me excited, and that would be Apple Pencil. So this is Apple's first venture into a stylus for the iPad. And notice I did clarify that. I didn't say their first venture into the stylus market, because they did include a stylus with the Newton Message Pad line. But this is a very different thing. And what I liked when I saw what they were doing with the stylus was they made a pressure-sensitive stylus that is highly precise, has a small point tip, and also registers the angle that the stylus is at on your screen. And adding pressure sensitivity and angle of stylus, that's a big deal. That's like what I get with my good quality Wacom tablets. Like I have an Intuos tablet connected to my computer right now. I have a Cintiq as well, and they both do highly precise pressure and angle of the stylus. That's a big deal if you're an artist. And now I'm curious if you guys had any interest in that stylus, or is this just like a thing for me and other artists that have been using tablets for a long time?
No. I actually use a stylus. I used to. For a long time, I used a stylus when recording Mac Geek Gab. I started out printing out paper agendas, and then would have a pen and go through and scratch through all those things, and also make notes on the thing, at like timing of sponsor mentions and, you know, other various things that I needed to do. And I realized, A, that was just wasting paper, and B, I had no permanent record of it, and C, it really didn't work if I had to prep and do a show while I was traveling. So I moved to doing all of that on my iPad, and I would use an app called NoteTaker HD and a stylus.
Excellent app. Really,
yeah. Dan Bricklin made that, right? And it's not his first killer app. He also was one of the people that made the very first spreadsheet for computers ever. So, but anyway, the app worked really well, and that flow worked really well. So, and then I changed because I'm doing it a different way. I'm pasting in timestamps, and actually, I should probably write that up as an article because it's kind of cool the way I'm using Keyboard Maestro and stuff now. But anyway, yeah. The point is, as a non-graphic designer, there were many times where I found using a stylus to be a really handy thing. Any time that I could have my iPad replace paper, right? That was where it came from. And of course, artists, there's an obvious use case there. But we all use paper all the time. And any time I can replace it with my iPad, I really do need a stylus. You know, drawing with my finger isn't enough. But even with a really good stylus, and I have used some of the best, it's still not great because the iPad's digitizer is expecting a finger, not a stylus. And so the fact that the iPad Pro, the stylus, the digitizer, it's not just that it's a stylus, right? It's this holistic thing. And when you use it with the iPad Pro, the pencil actually changes the digitizer, and it becomes twice as the resolution increases by double. And that's a good thing.
That's a huge thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That resolution has been a major problem for me with smaller point styluses. Well,
sure.
Ever since companies started making them, and that's because what they've been doing with the stylus is a little magic tech stuff where they're tricking your iPad into thinking that the stylus tip is larger than it is.
Right.
And it's really cool because it works. But the problem is, if you're doing something like drawing a precise line at an angle, what you get is a wavy line, and you can't make it straight. And that's because of that sensor grid. And knowing that they've changed that grid in the iPad Pro has made me very happy. This is something I've been waiting for a long time. And knowing that I'll have a stylus that reacts to the grid properly and gives me better precision for writing and drawing, that is a huge thing for me. I cannot wait to get my hands on this.
Guys, no, either one of you know if Inkwell is built into iOS?
Apple's had this amazing
handwriting recognition technology for years, and yet it has largely gone unused since it was added to OS X, I don't know, like back at, you know, Leopard or something like that.
It's, you know, and actually the handwriting recognition is pretty impressive on the Mac. I have just assumed, but I haven't tried it yet in iOS 9 in the Notes app, because, you know, you can draw right in the Notes app. So that I'll have to give that a shot and see.
Yeah, the options for it on the Mac only show up
when you have a tablet plugged in,
correct?
Right? And then which makes sense. I mean, and then it all sort of comes together. But has it ever shown up in iOS? I don't think so. Right?
I don't think Apple's ever. I don't remember Apple saying anything about it. And my point here is I was thinking about how, as you were describing using your iPad for notes, I was thinking about how editing, especially old school publishing editors who are used to doing everything with a you know, printed out paper and a red pen.
Yeah.
Right? The ability to use the iPad Pro and a stylus to make editing notes with handwriting recognition for textual input would be quite useful. It's a very niche kind of thing right there, but the that would be useful if Inkwell was built in. That would be a great use to me of I mean, I know that's sort of like underselling the pencil, because the pencil is this amazing artist tool, but this is just one of those things where there are some things where the stylus is better than the 10, you know, logs on the end of your hands.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know the iPad is fully capable of handling handwriting recognition. It has plenty of horsepower and has had plenty of horsepower for quite a while, because there are apps out there that are handling this. And what's the company that does the pens with the tablets that you LiveScribe? They have apps that are taking the handwriting that you're putting onto a piece of paper and convert that into editable typed text on your iPad. So we know it can be done. That would be cool if Apple put Inkwell in there.
Yeah. Apple should. Actually, Apple really, 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 really should. Inkwell is a cool technology.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you here. Dave, thank you for being here as well. It's great to have you here.
It's a great way to start the week.
Yes, indeed. And Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO. Get $5 off your first order. Pick up the Truman Kit. That's what I have. It'll only cost you $10. And you're just going to love the shave. It's really good stuff. Okay, and listeners, thank you for being here today. It's always great to have you guys here and listening and checking up on us. So thank you for keeping us in line. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.